Yeah, baby, how you doing? It's chilly outside, man. I'm cutting glass this morning. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday morning. A bunch of things I want to jump around on here real quick on Tony Curry Radio. By the way, we get numbers out every month. We were up 135%. 135% in the month of September on our podcast, which is like incredible. Super blessed. You know, you start something, you work really hard at it. I know the content is king. I'm doing everything I can to give you great radio programming, not only on the Tony Curry Radio app, TKR app, which tens of thousands of folks have already downloaded, but also on our Tony Curry Radio podcast. And we're on every major industry, everything from iTunes to iHeart to iMe and you and me and I and Spotify. Anyway, we're on everything. And our shows are taking off big time, which is great, and I greatly appreciate it. I love you for listening to all of our podcasts. I'm going to be on two new podcasts today. Mark Ingram, who's the athletic director for the UAB Blazers, will be joining us at 9 o'clock. That podcast will be up a little bit later on this afternoon. Anyone knows me knows that I don't sugarcoat questions. I know Mark. I consider him a dear friend of mine, and as an athletic director, even coaches on, we can talk about X's and O's. What did you see in this play here, coach, and what are you going to do this? It's fine. It's great. But I really like to get the athletic director on because I think you get behind the scenes, behind the curtain of what's going on in athletics. Great podcast we had last week. We'll do another one this morning. And then When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. Stuart's a knucklehead. I love him. He wanted to do a show, but he wanted to play music in it. And I said, that's cool. And so we get on there and we have some type of theme thing. Last week he did like This Week in Rock. The week before he had a good friend of his that just passed away. We picked five of his favorite songs. It's a great show. It's called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. I'm recording that again today. You can hear all of our shows starting at 9 o'clock in the morning all the way to about 8 o'clock at night on the TKR app. They run live so you can listen to them just like a radio station, the TKR app or Tony Curry Radio, or go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast and enjoy the ride we're on right now. 135% in September. Biggest growth we've had in 3 years. Fantastic. So it's finally hitting. It's wonderful. One of the things I am going to ask about to Mark Ingram, super sad news. Mike Leach, who I also consider a dear friend of mine, getting ready for the big Alabama game this weekend between the Bulldogs and the Crimson Tide. I was supposed to interview him yesterday. I was going to do the Jay Barker Radio Network, and he said, listen, something came up on campus. I can't do the interview today. And I said, that's no problem. I said, we'll try to catch up in a couple days. Then I saw the news about Sam Westmoreland, the 19-year-old offensive lineman who was found unresponsive and passed away yesterday on the football team. I can't imagine what Mississippi State and their football program and athletics is going through when they lose a 19-year-old. We're not finding out what he died of. As soon as we find out more details, we'll let you know. But just a super sad story. 19 is way too young to be going. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Hail State and, of course, Mississippi State and everything they do this weekend. So hopefully we can catch up with Mike Leach a little bit later on. The Jermaine Burton situation is really interesting. I know you've probably heard about it. If you're an Alabama Crimson Tide, evidently Jermaine shoved a woman who was on the football field. I don't know if she was a photographer or something. Of course, a lot of people are like, well, she shouldn't have been there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether she shouldn't have been there or not. There were thousands of people on the football field. He did something he shouldn't have done. We're going to find out from Nick Saban from a disciplinary measure what exactly he's going to do. But here it goes. You know, everyone's on social media and everyone wants to get out there and talk about things and throw out their ideas and be opinionated and be crazy and wild. And we don't think there's any backlash from that. You got to realize, man, that when you're on social media, yeah, you can say and do whatever you want. It doesn't mean there's not going to be a backlash for it. Evidently, a gentleman was fired yesterday from his Memphis company called Keele Incorporated, it's K-E-L-E, by responding to the Jermaine Burton hit on the female Tennessee fan by saying, I'm glad he did it. Should have knocked her head off. Not supposed to be on the field anyway. Well, the boss is going through his Twitter feed, sees it, and guess what? Guy got fired. He says, Keele does not stand or for or tolerate offensive or hateful comments toward any group or individual. We take this issue very seriously, and as a result, Keele and his employee have parted ways. Yeah, you're just being a knucklehead. You're watching the game. Shouldn't have been there anyway, and you say some nasty thing, and next thing you know, your wife's going, honey, are you going to work today? I'm like, no, I just lost my $80,000 job because I was an idiot on social media. Something to think about. A lot of people talk about this Meghan Markle situation. Have you seen that situation? Evidently, Meghan Markle was one of the models on Deal or No Deal, and she evidently was on the show, We know what the models look like. They all look the same. They all wear the same outfits. They have the briefcase, the whole nine yards. And of course, that's what they're there for. They're like Barker's beauties. That's what you're there for. Well, she felt like once she was on the show for a period of time, she was objectified and she thought it was disgusting. And now she's kind of throwing Deal or No Deal under the bus. A lot of the models are coming out going, Megan, what did you think that was going to happen on that show? You have no speaking parts. You're holding a briefcase for an hour. You get up, you smile, you pack up whatever you got to do to look perfect. And then you open the case, there's $5 aside. What did you think you were getting yourself into? And now she's like, I think it's disgusting that Hollywood objectifies women. Well, that's what the job was. If you're an actress and you want to take it to another level and go do a movie or something like that, then do it. But she was making $800 a show. She did what she had to do. She got through. Roger Lemley, good morning to you, Roger. Trina Natalie, good morning to you. She did what she had to do at that period in her life. $800 for shows, not so bad. And now she's saying that all the women in Hollywood are... You can't have it both ways. You can't look like Meghan Markle. You can have a body like Meghan Markle. Go out there and use that body and that look without speaking to get a job. And then later come back and say, they objectify us. Why'd you take the gig then? Why were you up there with 50 other women? I don't want to hear it. Also, something very interesting. And by the way, we have a Halloween party coming up on October 29th at Workplay I want to talk about. So, we're on Facebook right now. Facebook, I don't know what the average age on Facebook is. It's like 83 or something like that. I'm 56 years old. Most of the people I know are on Facebook. I know it's not Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat and that younger stuff because I'm 56 years old. I'm 56 here. I think I'm about 36 here, and I'm 26 somewhere else, or at least I think I am. And so we try to be young. We try to stay vain. We, you know, we're coloring our hair and getting our teeth white. We want to look younger. We're putting Botox on our eyes. We're going to look. But the truth of the matter is we're all getting older, and sometimes it's okay to embrace those things. I'm finding myself, I'm doing things my dad did that I said I'd never do, ever do. My dad always used Johnson & Johnson baby powder. When he got out of the shower, he'd use Johnson & Johnson baby powder to stay dry. And there was always all this baby powder all over the bathroom. It looked like it snowed in there every time you walked into the bathroom. It used to drive my mom crazy because it's really hard to clean up. And I promise, I was like, I'm never going to do that. I'm going to put baby powder on me when I start to put baby powder on myself when I get out of the shower. It's okay. Anyway, so a group of Gen Zs, Gen Xers, whatever they're called, came out with the top 10 emojis that make you look old. They say if you're using these emojis, then you're an old person. And then they gave us five other emojis. And by the way, those emojis, do you know what the blue hat is? Those are the five emojis that we're supposed to be using. Those make you look hip. You got the cowboy. It's supposed to be hip. I don't know why you use a cowboy. The clown's just kind of freaky. The skull, I get. It's Halloween coming up. The laugh face, which I thought was overused, but evidently that's cool. And the blue cap. Do you know what the blue cap means? The blue cap means you're calling someone a liar. I never knew. If you are sending out the blue cap emoji, you're calling someone a liar. Al Cooper, good morning to you. To send me the cowboy hat, smart ass. So here are the top 10 emojis that make you look old. Number one, thumbs up. I used it this morning. I'm sorry, man. I don't like when people tap the message, you know, with the heart or the thumbs up. It's just give me a thumbs up. Just respond to me by tapping my message. And not responding to it just makes you look lazy. That's just me. Maybe that's because I'm old guy. But the thumbs up. The red love heart. I mean, I use that with my 10-year-old daughter like 60 times a day. I do. I know there's blue hearts and purple hearts. All good. The red heart thing, though, I don't have a problem with that. I use that with my guy friends, my women I know, friends. I mean, I send the red heart anyway. The okay hand. I know Dr. Josh Claypool used the okay hand. That's third. The tick, I don't know what the tick is. The poo, I can't remember. I don't know if I've ever sent the emoji of poo. I wonder a movie about the poo emoji. Wonder? No. The poo emoji's old. The loudly crying face, the one where the tears are just coming down your face. I try not to send crying emojis anyway. The monkey eye cover, The monkey was got his hands over his face. I don't know why you'd use that, but that makes you look old. The clapping hands. Everybody watching this is like, oh shit, I used that like 14 times yesterday. The clapping hand emoji. The lipstick kiss mark. Never use that. I guess women would use that if they're, you know, texting or sexting some guy or something on whatever and they want to put the lipstick thing. I don't know why guys would ever use that, but I can see where women use that. And then the grimacing face. The grimacing face is evidently those 10 things. If you use any of those 10 things, you're old. And of course, the group or the generation of people that are saying these things are old probably have never been on Facebook. They don't even know what Facebook is. Or as we call it in old land, the Facebook. But there you go. There's the monkeys. But there's the five emojis. They say if they use these five emojis, you're hip. Like you're a Gen Z. You're acting like you're 25 years old if you're using those emojis. And I don't know where the hell the blue cap came from. I don't understand the blue cap saying you're a liar. All right. Happy birthday to Snoop Dogg today. He's 51. He's old. Pretty hip. Kamala Harris turns 58. Okay. Tom Petty would have been 72 today. Tom Petty, I know, down in Florida, down in Gainesville, they're partying. And also on this date, in 1977, the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane went down. It was a horrible. They had just released an album like 3 days before. The band broke up and didn't do anything for 10 years. And then Johnny Van Zant, who I actually used to know, and he actually called me on my birthday this year, thanks to Josh Klapo, Johnny Van Zant. He took over for his brother, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's as big as they ever been. And then Damon Johnson for Brother Kane. He's playing lead guitar for Gary Rosington. Blah, blah, blah. And Lynyrd Skynyrd just keeps going on and on and on. Lynyrd Skynyrd shows up anywhere, you're going to have 20,000 people show up. So we remember that very special day. All right, coming up here on October 29th, I want you to buy tickets. Normally, you go to a Halloween party. It's going to cost you a couple hundred bucks to get in because they're doing some costume contest or whatever. $25, 25 bucks, it's all cost, is gonna get you into Work Play on October 29th. You're gonna get live entertainment, some music starting. You're gonna get an incredible show that would cost you probably 200 bucks if you were in Las Vegas. It's David Merlin, my good friend, the paranormal illusionist. He's fantastic. He's been on AGT. He's been on with Simon Cowell. He's been on with Heidi Klum. He's done cruise ships. He's been with David Copperfield. He's on Penn & Teller. He lives here in the state of Alabama. Great guy. He's gonna be doing his paranormal illusionist show, which is gonna be unbelievable at Work Play. And then Elvira, also known as Chrissy Isbell, who's a friend of mine that I met on Facebook. She's going to be doing a show on Tony Curry Radio soon. Get on it, Chrissy. It's been a long time. But she is an unbelievable Elvira, and she'll be there doing autographs and also pictures for you. October 29th, go to workplay.com, and get your tickets for the big night. I think it only holds about 250 people, and it's going to sell out. So get your tickets for the big Tony Curry Radio, David Merlin, Work Play Halloween Extravaganza coming up on October 29th. It's going to be a hoot. Should be a large time. All right, download that TKR app. Listen to our podcast. Man, thank you so much for listening to Tony Curry Radio. We're trying to put something together that's unlike anything you listen to, certainly in terrestrial radio, but it's an internet radio station. It's fantastic. Great classic rock and roll. You hear music you haven't heard in a long period of time. Margaret Bailey, good morning to you. I hope to see you there at the party. And listen to our podcast. Our podcasts are going to 135% 1 month is stout. Man, if we could start doubling that bad boy every month, we're gonna be okay. It's going to be good. Thank you so much for watching today and this morning. By the way, Dr. Josh Klapo and I, Josh was out of town today, so we will not be on Fox 6. We'll pick that back up and partner back up with them next Thursday morning right here on Tony Curry Radio. I love you. God bless you.